Why, hey there. Welcome to another episode of the Business of Ergonomics podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about the top chairs that ergonomics consultants are recommending today. So let's dive into this episode right now. Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now. Welcome to another episode. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Today's going to be a doozy. Why? Well, it's something that I think will add so much value to your life as an ergonomic consultant. Why? Well, if you're like me, then you can probably relate to this. You're juggling all these things in your life and you're doing an office ergonomics assessment and you want to provide as much value as feasible to your client. You want to work with their budget, and you also want to make a really good investment of your time, i.e. you want to make a good profit from this. One of the ways you can make a fantastic profit is doing an ergonomic report as fast as you possibly can and making it as effective as you can. So what I've done in the past is that I've found a few ergonomic chairs that I really, really liked, and when the opportunity stroke, like it was a good fit for my client and the budget worked out and all that good stuff, I would recommend that one chair. But you know what? And especially I see this with members of my Accelerate program, there's just so many chairs available. And it's so easy to be making the same recommendation every time. It works, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only chair in the market that we can be recommending our clients. And that's exactly what I want to do today. I'm going to be sharing ergonomics consultants. It's not me. It's a question that I asked consultants back in September 2023 about what the chairs that they love recommending their clients. So I've made a list. I've compiled them. And you might be surprised with some of the results that we get. Maybe you haven't heard of the chair company before, or you didn't know they came out with a new model of a specific type of chair. So really, this is something that I think is going to be saving you some major time and maybe open up some horizons about the chairs that are available. Based on the responses that I get from this episode, we may do another one in 2024 about ergonomics consultants' favorite chairs, because they're going to change and I know I'm going to get feedback from you if I missed your favorite chair. I'm saying it right now. Please give me the feedback if I missed your favorite chair, because I want to include this in the next iteration of this, because I think this is going to be major value for you as an ergonomics professional. So before I dive into those specific chairs that are everyone's favorite, I want to get into, I guess, a bit of disclaimers about the background to this. First of all, for any good ergonomic chair, it's a valuable asset for a company. Not only is that going to work for that person who needs it, but if that person leaves that company, it can be used for somebody else, right? So when organizations are looking at ergonomic task chairs, they might be really surprised the cost. It's probably going to be upwards of $500 just to get started in the baseline models here. As an ergonomic consultant, that's where one of the challenges comes in, because we want to support our clients and getting a chair that they need and support that organization with cost-saving, solid solutions that are reasonable for their company. They might not understand that an injury may cost an organization more than that lowball $500 investment of a chair in workers' compensation costs and other revenue costs in just a week. And it's really likely that those costs are going to overshadow the cost of the chair if that person's away from work in an injury situation. And it could be overlooked too that you have to share with that client that the chair has an incredibly long lifespan. You can look into those warranties. Let's say you suggest a $1,200 chair and that $1,200 chair has a 12-year warranty. So from a return on investment, it would not only be really valuable in the long run, but it's going to cost about $100 per year just to use that chair to get that full use. Structuring the chair talk with clients in that way makes it much more approachable and practical. It's not just a cost to a company, it's an asset to the business that can allow their workers to perform, that gets them on the job so they're not going to be in a workers' compensation type of situation. And if they want to look at the yearly cost to that, it's just $100 a year, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But sharing that information in that type of way is so useful, right? In fact, in episode 159, so the previous one, I shared some really great adjustments related to the backrest angle. And yep, you guessed it too. This can only be done by those ergonomic task chairs that are usually a little bit more money. Specifically, having that multi-tilt function. And in North America, that means that the backrest can be adjusted independently of the seat pan. That's going to be usually an added cost, but it's so worth it. So we talked cost. The other thing that I want to bring to the table in today's episode is your approach. And from talking to ergonomics consultants for literally years about this, there's usually two camps. The first camp is recommending just the features of the typical ergonomic chair and allowing that company or that decision maker to find their own chair. And the second camp is looking for specific chairs that would meet your client's needs. There's two huge camps. And I remember when I was just getting started with office ergonomics, I just didn't know the types of ergonomic chairs that were available on the market because I didn't have the experience. So I started off like this. I would only recommend the features. I'm going to tell you what specific features to recommend in the next segment of today's episode. But you know what I found? I found that it left my clients confused. And they usually either bought chairs that were just plain wrong or just way too expensive because they didn't have the experience like I did doing ergonomics consultants and consultations every day. So what I did, I got real. And there was a fork in the road here and I got familiar with as many chairs as I possibly could in the shortest amount of time feasible. What I did was that I went to the big box ergonomics chairs like stores like Staples or the other ones that might be in your city. And then I went to the smaller vendors too. And I really took some time to educate myself. If possible, I would find a salesperson there and build a relationship with them and they would walk me through. I let them know what I was doing. And of course, they would see huge opportunity here if I could recommend chairs that they would sell, then they would get more money. So of course they said, yes, come in, let's do it. So I really want to encourage you to educate yourself with this first. And if you are just going to be recommending the features, is it because you just don't have enough experience yet? Or do you have to go out there and really see what chairs are available in the market today? My friend, we're about to dive into the specific chairs that ergonomic service providers are recommending today. But before we do that, I want to talk about the features that you recommend. If you're not going to be recommending ergonomic chairs, there are specific features that a chair should have to check the ergonomics boxes. Not only should they be having five prongs, casters at the bottom there, they should be height adjustable. They have to have lumbar support adjustability and height too with that in the lumbar support if that's available, and pressure in the lumbar support. But of course, if it's height and lumbar adjustable, then it's probably going to be a little bit more expensive. But lumbar support is key. Multi-tilt and synchro tilt too. The backrest on the entire chair has to move and has to have movement that person can adjust themselves. A seat pan slider is a feature that you got to be recommending. Seat pan tilt, having that seat pan go up and down. And armrest height and width adjustability. Because if armrests aren't adjusted specifically for that person and has the right amount of shoulder breadth, then they're going to be causing more harm than good. And you might as well just remove them. An ergonomic chair can easily turn into just a normal chair if it's never been adequately adjusted for that user, right? And we know this as ergonomics consultants. So the question that I have for you is that, do you do follow-ups with your clients? Do you build this into an opportunity to see them again once they have the chair to ensure that entire workstation is set up for them? If you don't, is this something that you've always wanted to do, but it just didn't fit into your budget? Is it something that you include in your contracts, a follow-up fee? Some clients may need it, some clients will not use it, but if you don't build this into your costs, then you'll be losing money if you follow up with somebody. So I really want you to encourage yourself to move forward with this if you're going to be following up with clients, because we know that there's so much value there, but to have your time compensated correctly so that you're making some cash there. So with all that information, let's go into the specific chairs that ergonomics consultants and service providers are recommending today. And as I mentioned, it's dated September 2023. So keep that in your back pocket because these things can change. And I got this information from members of the Accelerate Business of Ergonomics program and from my free Facebook community. I'm going to link the link in my description here so you can check that out. If you're not yet a member of each of those programs, I highly encourage you to do so because this is how we can get information and stay up to date as ergonomics consultants. The first thing I want to recommend, and I have about 10 different chairs to recommend here. The first one is a handy dandy seat wedge and overall creative low cost or no cost solutions that person may not need a chair in the first place, right? One member of the community said that it's their number one free pro tip. Can be used for either comfort or accommodations. And the first thing that this person does is have employees and clients try sitting with this prior to purchasing a new chair. Maybe a new chair doesn't even need to be purchased in the first place. Awesome suggestion there. And this brings up a really good point that I want to share with you. There are so many different types of add-ons that are available in the world today. You have those portable lumbar supports that just strap on to the lower back area of the chair if that chair doesn't have suitable lumbar support. And then you have other types of solutions that are available. In fact, about those lumbar supports, we did an ergonomic showroom with the Accelerate Business of Ergonomics program just of June of this year, talking about all the different types of lumbar supports that can be strapped onto the chair to extend the life of that chair a little bit longer. But it is very much a trial and error type of process with lumbar supports, because sometimes they're going to be a really good match to that curve in that person's body, and sometimes they're going to need a little bit of extra trial there. But keep that in mind if that option's available to you. The other thing that I think is so clever and so valuable when you're looking for low-cost solutions for your client is to look at those, for lack of a better term, ergonomic graveyards in your client's office building. And this is where ergonomics chairs go, where they don't have a user when they don't have a need. Every single office building I've ever gotten has some sort of ergonomics graveyard, whether there's chairs in it or there's keyboards or wrist rests. There's some valuable thing that you can get for your client and set it up right there. It's a gold mine. So make an effort to just ask the decision maker or the client if you could get a little bit of a tour to see if there's something that you can put in place immediately that may be able to solve their problem. I want you to also, as a friendly reminder, to make sure that that chair is fully adjusted for that person as well, because it could be that that client of yours is sitting in a chair that hasn't been adjusted for them for the past 5 years, and they actually do have an ergonomic chair, and it just needs to be adjusted. And you can put that in their ergonomic recommendation in the report that they have to try sitting in that ergonomically adjusted chair for them for a week. And if that's not the solution, then you can look at recommending something a little bit more permanent, like a better chair, or like I mentioned, the dandy seat wedge or the lumbar support are looking in the graveyard. But I want to encourage you to use all those brains in your head and get creative before making the purchase, because this is something that clients absolutely love. The second product that I want to recommend is the Ergocentric line. Have you heard of Ergocentric before? And Ergocentric chairs are actually one of my favorite. I'm sitting in an AirCentric right now. No, I'm not getting any sort of payment for saying that. I just really love it. And if you're a long-term listener to this podcast, then you've probably heard me sing the praises of Ergocentric before. These are so customizable, and I'll always say that they're really useful for specific situations where you need to build in that customizability. One client that I had in the past had a bruised tailbone, and this has been going on for years and years. So I asked my sales rep if they could shave off a portion of the seat pan, and this was commonplace for this company. And they did it in the assembly process, and this person had a customized shaved out portion of the seat pan for them that wouldn't put any pressure in the tailbone, and this helped that person work. There's also plus size options for Ergocentric, and I want to encourage you to look into what other chair companies have those plus size options. We didn't really dive into that in today's conversation. The next company that I want to talk about is Steelcase. There's so many consultants today that love Steelcase, and I'm going to get into a couple of the comments here. So one consultant says that the Leap is the most universal and has amazing, easily adjustable features. The Series 1 is great. It's an inexpensive choice for petite to average users. And they say that their holy grail is the gesture. There's no better armrests in the business. Other consultants like the Leap gesture with all the extras. And another consultant says the gesture by Steelcase. It's a high-end chair with a significant amount of adjustability that is more fluid than notchy, thereby accounting for minute anthropometric differences. That said, it's fairly pricey and isn't great for people who are either very tall or large. Let's move on to the Howorth chair. And there were a bunch of people that loved Howorth chairs. One consultant says that they were doing ergonomic office reviews for a city, and the safety guy that they were dealing with showed us his chair. It was Howorth, and he had it for more than 10 years, and it didn't even look any worse for wear. They were really impressed. Another consultant recommended specifically the Zodi Task Chair, So check that out if you haven't recommended Howorth before, because it looks like something that would be really useful. Another chair brand Nightingale, nightingale, like the bird. One consultant said that they work with a high volume of government sites, and it's the most loved chair that they work with. It's specifically called the Nightingale CXO6200. That's CXO6200. The lumbar support is both height adjustable and depth adjustable, so you can give yourself a little or a lot depending on the size of your client's curve. ErgoSpace. So I haven't heard of ErgoSpace before, and one client has been trying out the Duo Rest chair. So Duo Rest chair by ErgoSpace. And they have two work-from-home clients that have really felt relief from the comfort and the features of the chair. The Herman Miller Aeron was suggested. Another chair that I haven't heard of before, the Branch Ergonomic Chair. This is a consultant's go-to recommendation at the moment, especially for home office workers if they're looking for a cheaper option. So check that out if you're working with a lot of home office workers. Next on the list, Global. And one consultant recommended the TriTech Ergo Select by Global. They said it was an excellent alternative to the Gesture in terms of adjustability. It lacks the aesthetic appeal and fluid adjustability of the Gesture, but it makes up for it in price. Unlike the Gesture, the seat pan and the backrest come in three different sizes, allowing it to be a better fit to various body types. Lastly, on this list that's recommended by ergonomics consultants is the Body Built. The Body Built's really comfortable and very adjustable, and the adjustability is fairly simple. This consultant doesn't like the mesh back in this, or any chair for that matter, but likes the typically cushioned ones. They've recommended these chairs for companies who have a relationship with their distributor, as they are very pricey without it. I found that this is something that the distributor can give a sample for clients to try. And for that matter, too, this consultant brings up a really good suggestion. If you have a relationship with that vendor, that supplier, that distributor, however you want to call it, if you have a relationship with that, they're probably more apt to bring your client a sample. If they can bring your client a sample, see if they can keep it there for like 2 weeks or so. That gives a really good indication of whether or not that chair is going to work for that person or not. So there you have it, 10 chairs as recommended by ergonomics consultants. And that just really is a cherry on top of the pie, or the cherry on top of the cake for this episode, because there's so many good stuff here. And I hope it changes your perspective when it comes to the types of chairs that you are recommending to your clients. Because as I suggested in the beginning of this episode, either you're going to be providing your clients with so much value in doing this, and you're doing so by recommending the same type of chairs that you fall into because it works and you want to have as much efficiency in your process. So either you had that and it works for you, or if you're looking for other suggestions for your clients, I hope this episode brings value for you, because if you're like me, you have a few go-to, and it's rare that you look beyond that. And I hope that this is what this episode does for you. If you're looking for feedback from other ergonomics consultants on a regular basis who are also doing this, I highly encourage you to look into the Accelerate Business of Ergonomics program. Every month, you're going to get resources that are either going to save you time or make you more money as an ergonomics consultant. I have the way that you can learn more about this program that is bringing results to folks in the description. So check out the description below and we can connect more about this awesome program. Accelerate the Business of Ergonomics helps healthcare professionals building their own thriving ergonomic service business, and it's opening for enrollment soon. You can register now just by going to ergonomicshelp.com/biz to be the first notified once we open up the doors to Accelerate so that you too can tap into the strategies to build, attract customers, and raise your income with your own ergonomic services. Join the notification list to get the processes, the resources, and your future members you'll work with inside the program. You'll be the first to know about any brand new free training that I release, and you'll be the first in line when we open up the doors to accelerate the business of ergonomics next. All you got to do is head to ergonomicshelp.com/biz to get started now.